Hello, everybody. Roger Pipe from RogerReviews.com here. Going to do a couple of non-adult industry podcasts today. Some personal stuff. So this may or may not make the YouTube channel, but I'm going to put it up with the podcast because you guys have been so great in the last year or so, particularly on Facebook, at giving me support as I kind of work through some things. Those of you that have followed know my mother has Alzheimer's. She was diagnosed with early onset Alzheimer's about 3 years ago at around 70. It has progressed rapidly. They tell me it's fairly normal. She has been living between homes for the last year, my family, my sister's family, and my father. My dad has some health issues of his own and really can't take care of her full time. So she's been living primarily with us and my sister for the last year. As I said, I've been posting on it on Facebook on occasion, and you guys have been really great at sort of letting me vent and giving me feedback, because it's not something that I talk about in my daily life. It's not something that I burden the kids with or take to Little League meetings or things like that. So you guys have been really good. Something hit me this weekend that I wanted to talk about. I was doing some work, editing some reviews, and had iTunes on, and a Jim Croce song came on, Time in a Bottle. When I was growing up, my parents loved Jim Croce and James Taylor and that kind of music. That was what they really liked. And a memory came back to me. God, I must have been six, seven? Probably seven or eight, maybe eight. I don't know. No older than that. And we were listening to, my mom had the records on while we were doing stuff around the house. And every time this song came on, she cried. I remember noticing that. So at one point I asked her, why do you cry? And she sat me down and we pulled the record out of the sleeve and it had the lyrics on it. And she read them to me while the song was playing. And I hadn't given them much thought. I was a kid. It was the first time she'd ever explained the meaning of a song to me. And it's something that then we would talk about as I grew up. And it's something I talk about now with my children, you know, meanings of songs. And my son's, why do you like this song? Why do you like that song? I like the drum bridge here, or the guitar solo here, or the lyrics. And this is what the lyrics mean to me. And I remember my mom saying Jim Croce had died shortly after, you know, recording this song. And, you know, what it meant to wish you had more time, no matter what, no matter when you figure your stuff out, that you wish you had more time in the end. And how sad that made her to think that, you know, he'd written this song, that time is finite. And it really hit me that what we're going through with mom, that's what it is. It's something that's very real and hits me every day. Today is as good as it's ever going to get. Tomorrow's going to be worse. The next day will be worse. Next year will be worse still until she's no more. And that's a really hard thing to grasp, especially in the moment when you get so frustrated. And again, growing up, my mom was everything. My dad worked really hard. My mom kept the house together, ran businesses. My mom was superwoman, and she did everything. She was amazing. And to see her get worse every day can be frustrating, because I want the person she used to be back. And there's anger, and clearly not at her, but there's a general sense of just rage that how can this be? How can this happen? And that song out of 17,000 of my iTunes came on was really powerful. And I'm trying to grasp what exactly it means. I do. I want more time with the mom from 5 years ago. I want more time with the mom from 10 years ago. I can't have that. And it's really easy for me to get caught up in working 80 hours a week and being president of a little league and trying to raise two sons and trying to provide for a family and fix things around the house and be a decent husband and be a decent friend and run the websites and a PR company and all this other stuff that I'm doing. It's so easy to get caught up in just hating how busy it is and how much extra there is on the plate because of mom, that it's really easy to forget that today is as good as it's ever going to get. And that tomorrow I'm going to miss today. And in 6 months, I'm going to wish I had the opportunity to sit with her and laugh because we don't know what goes next. And I've completely lost the point of this. And I knew I would. It's why I debated doing it, and maybe I won't even post it. But just that song flooded me yesterday with such a feeling of importance because it was the first time my mom explained a song to me. And now I feel like it's coming back to me. And I just want to spend every second I can enjoying what there is left. And I guess that's it. I guess thank you for listening to that, because I honestly don't know what the point of it was, other than just I kind of thought it was cool that that song came on. That's it. Check out rogereviews.com for your porn needs. I know this doesn't exactly fit, but anybody who wants to sponsor the podcast, it's open. Direct message me. 50% of all proceeds from the site the rest of the year are going to go to a walk for Alzheimer's that my sister put together in honor of our mother. And I don't know, it's going to sound sappy, but I swear it's coming from the heart. Whoever you love, find them and hug them. And make sure they know how you feel. And if there's something you love doing, get to doing it. Because this time that I'm living right now, this is all extra time. And I'm going to miss it when it's gone. So, thanks for listening, guys. All right, let's go. Okay. No, I wanna go.